From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo admits there need time to discuss the Helsinki Agreement. New coronavirus cases fall in China, but fears grow over global spread. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo admitted that he still needed time to discuss the implementation of the Helsinki Agreement. That was said by President Joko Widodo when attending Kenduri National Event in Biren Regency Aceh on Saturday, February 22. The president said he had held meetings with a number of parties including Wali Nanggro Aceh Darussalam Tengku Malik Mahmud Al-Haytar and former Governor Mu'alim Muzakir Manaf. The president promised to immediately convey the decision after holding discussions with his staffs.
Saya ingin menyampaikan masalah yang berkaitan dengan perjanjian Helsinki.
I want to convey an issue regarding the Helsinki Agreement. I have met and talked with the governor, with Wali Nanggro, 2 or 3 weeks ago. But give me time to answer because the matters will be discussed in the limited meetings that we do every week. I'll give the answer later. I already know many things have been conveyed to me. Previously, acting governor of Aceh, Nova Iriansyah, expressed his hope that the central government could immediately accelerate the implementation of the Helsinki Agreement. It was intended that the people of Aceh could immediately develop the region and improve the economy. We ask the president to please provide support through various policies including accelerating the fulfillment of the implementation of Helsinki MOU. Hopefully, we'll implement the development as a whole soon. The Helsinki Agreement is an agreement between the government of Indonesia and the Free Aceh Movement, GAM. This agreement was established more than 15 years ago to create peace in Aceh. Until now, there are still some points from the Helsinki Agreement that have not been realized yet. The Aceh Regional Government really hopes and waits for central government to immediately implement the whole points of the Helsinki Agreement. China reported a sharp fall in new deaths and cases of the coronavirus on Saturday, February 22, but world health officials warned it was too early to make predictions about the outbreak as new infections continued to rise in other countries. Chinese authorities said the mainland had 397 new confirmed cases on Friday, down from 889 a day earlier. The numbers surged elsewhere, though, with outbreaks worsening in South Korea, Iran, Italy, and Lebanon. In South Korea, authorities said on Saturday the number of new infections had doubled to 433 and suggested the tally could rise significantly as more than 1,000 people who attended a church at the center of the outbreak reported flu-like symptoms. The World Health Organization welcomed the reported decline in new Chinese cases, but said it was concerned about the number of new infections elsewhere, with no clear link to China, such as travel history or contact with a confirmed case. South Korea says the number of new coronavirus cases in the country has more than doubled in one day. Officials said on Saturday that 229 new cases had been confirmed since Friday, raising the total to 433. In a televised address, Prime Minister Chung Se-kyun described the situation as grave. Many of the new cases are linked to a hospital and to a religious group near the southeastern city of Daegu. Two patients in South Korea have died so far, and there are fears the number will rise. Daegu and nearby Chengdu, where the hospital is situated, have been declared special care zones, and the streets of Daegu are reported to be largely abandoned. South Korea has now reported the largest number of confirmed infections after China, 76,288 cases, including 2,345 deaths, and the outbreak on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off the coast of Japan, which has been more than 600 cases. Italy has introduced extraordinary measures to tackle the spread of the biggest outbreak of the new coronavirus in Europe. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte announced the emergency plan late on Saturday as the number of cases rose to 79. The measures were imposed after two Italian citizens were confirmed to have died from the virus. A dozen towns in the northern regions of Lombardy and Veneto have been effectively quarantined under the plan. Mr. Conte said it would now be forbidden to enter or leave the outbreak areas unless special permission was granted. Italian authorities fear the virus has gone beyond the isolated cluster of cases in Lombardy and Veneto, making it difficult to contain. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. French President Emmanuel Macron has said he is not sure a United Kingdom-European Union trade deal will be struck by 31 of December, the end of the Brexit transition period. Mr. Macron said negotiations starting in March will be tense, with fishing rights a key point of contention. It comes as the UK government signaled it would publish its mandate for the trade deal later this week. In the document, ministers are expected to reiterate their desire for a Canada-style deal with few tariffs on goods. While a trade deal is hammered out with the European Union, the United Kingdom is following the majority of the bloc's rules. The UK is in this transition period until December 31, following its departure from the EU on January 31. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and a number of onward Indonesia cabinet ministers attended the Kenduri Kebangsaan or National Festivity event in Birun Aceh on Saturday, February 22. On that occasion, the president again encouraged investment from the United Arab Emirates comes to Aceh province.
Berkaitan dengan Uni Emirat Arab yang ingin membangun properti, yang ingin membangun.
In connection with the desire of the United Arab Emirates to build tourism properties in the province of Aceh, I have ordered the minister and governor to prepare their teams to be together to directly meet Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi in early March. He told me about his desire to bring capital flows to Aceh province. But remember, to convince him it's not easy, so we have to give backup of data, good presentation, thereby they will be absolutely sure of us. He is a rich person who has countless wealth. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo hopes that all regions in Indonesia can compete in fighting investments. According to the president, the high flow of investment will further enhance economic growth in the region.
Semua negara sekarang ini berebutan yang namanya investasi. Semua negara. Karena semakin banyak
all countries are now competing to attract investment because the more capital inflows, the country's economic growth will certainly get better. Likewise, for provinces, regions, and cities. The more investment come, the more money circulation, the people will be more prosperous. The Kenduri National was held at the Sukma Bangsal School Biren Regency Aceh Province. The event was carried out in collaboration with the Joint Aceh Forum, which consists of members of parliament from Aceh and the Aceh Provincial Government. Presenting at the event were founder of Sukma Bangsal Foundation Surya Paloh, a number of high-ranking state officials, and members of the Onward Indonesia Cabinet. The last item, President Joko Widodo hopes that the Aceh provincial government can maximize the use of local budgets for the benefit of the community. The president stressed the importance of budget management so that the public could receive the benefits, especially to reduce poverty levels in Aceh province.
Saya hanya ingin mengatakan bahwa apapun yang namanya pengelolaan anggaran itu sangat
I just want to say that budget management is very important, but how to manage it, whether the APBD is right on target, useful for the people, and can be felt by the people. The head of state particularly also expressed his wishes that the provincial budget of Aceh can be prioritized for various poverty alleviation programs in the area. Because despite receiving a large budget, the poverty rate in Aceh is still quite large. I ask all regions, mayors, and governors to use the budget in the right target, giving priority to very important things. I also have to say the 14% poverty rate is a big rate. During his visit to the Aceh province, President Joko Widodo also handed over 2,576 certificates of land rights in Biren Regency. Of the total, 1,256 certificates were submitted to recipients from Biren Regency, 600 certificates for recipients from North Aceh Regency, 600 certificates for recipients in Lok Sumawe City, and 120 certificates for recipients in Benar Meriah Regency. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
This week's highlights is on COVID-19 still not found in Indonesian territory. A total of 110 specimens from 112 patients suspected of being exposed to the corona novel virus from all parts of Indonesia have been declared negative COVID-19. The remaining 2 specimens are reportedly still being examined. That is, until February 18, 2020, Indonesian territory was still free from COVID-19 or coronavirus. This fact was confirmed by Secretary of the Director General of Disease Prevention and Control, Ministry of Health, Ahmad Yuryanto, in Jakarta on Wednesday. Yura explained the specimens were taken from Jakarta, Bali, Riau Islands, Central, West and East Java, Banten, North and South Sulawesi, Yogyakarta, and South Kalimantan. As of Wednesday, the Ministry of Health was reportedly still carrying out active surveillance activities to find the potential for COVID-19 in Indonesia to be immediately addressed. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore said that an Indonesian citizen who previously said to be infected passed the treatment period and was declared cured. The Singapore Ministry of Health said that the patient was the 21st positive case of the COVID-19 in Singapore. She had been declared cured and negative COVID-19 and discharged from the hospital. Furthermore, the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore will continue to monitor the development of the relevant conditions. Upon this confirmation, there are currently no Indonesian citizens who reported positive COVID-19 in Singapore. Regarding the transmission of the corona novel virus on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan, the Ministry of Health said it was a complicated case because it is suspected that there is continuous transmission from one patient to another. However, in handling the 78 Indonesian citizens who were on the ship, it was said that 4 of them proved to be positive COVID-19. As of Wednesday, Indonesians who were positive for COVID-19 were reported to have been treated by Japanese authorities. authorities, while 75 of them were undergoing a quarantine process. The Ministry of Health and Coordinating Ministry of Human Development and Culture are discussing the return of Indonesian citizens on the cruise ship. However, the Ministry of Health has not detailed the repatriation scheme. From February the 5th to 2020, Diamond Princess was quarantined on Yokohama coast due to COVID-19 infection. The ship carried 3,714 people, consisting of passengers from 56 countries. So that was Spotlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll begin with February 23, 1941. Plutonium is produced for the first time. Plutonium is a chemical element in the periodic table that has the symbol Pu and atomic number 94. It is a rare radioactive transuranium element and is an actinide metal with a silvery white appearance. When exposed to air, it will be blasted because of the formation of plutonium oxide, which covers the metal surface. Plutonium, or Pu-238, was first produced and isolated on December 14, 1940 by Dr. Glenn T. Seaborg, Edwin McMillan, J.W. Kennedy, Z.M. Tatum, and A.C. Wall by firing uranium with deuterons. This element was later chemically identified on February 23, 1941. Turning to February 23, 1947, the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO, is established. The International Organization for Standardization, or ISO, is an international standard-setting body consisting of representatives from the national standardization bodies of each country. Founded on February 23, 1947, ISO sets wood industrial and commercial standards. ISO is an international non-profit institution initially formed to create and introduce international standardization for anything. Standards that are well known include standards types of photographic films, phone card sizes, bank ATM cards, paper sizes and thickness, and others. In setting a standard, they invited representatives from 130 countries to sit on the technical committee, subcommittees, and working groups. ISO participants include one national standard body from each country and large companies. I conclude with February 23, 1955, the first meeting of the Southeast Asia Defense Pact, or SEATO. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SEATO, is an international organization for collective defense signed on December 8, 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. A formal SEATO institution was formed at an agreement partners meeting in Bangkok on February 23, 1955. This organization was established to block the further development of communism in Southeast Asia. The headquarters of the organization is located in Bangkok, Thailand, and SEATO was dissolved on June 30, 1977. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Feedback, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Musharraf Hussein Dehlavi. In his email, he was complained that our podcast did not respond his email. Hello, Mr. Musharraf Hussein Dehlavi. We are really sorry because we never received your email before. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Permainkan cintaku.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is on Indonesian Motor Association on the finalization of the Formula E route at Monas. The Indonesian Motor Association, or IMI, affiliated with the International Automotive Federation, or FIA, which is the regulator of Formula E, said that the finalization of the electric car race route will take place during the D10 in Jakarta. Head of IMI Sadikin Aksa revealed it on Friday, February 14th, in a media briefing with JakPro and FIA Formula E related to the updating of information on the international standard race. Sadikin said at the beginning of this year, Indonesia had sent a design to the FIA. The surveyor team from the FIA will come 10 days before the race to check the race infrastructure. They will ensure that the track is in accordance with international racing standards to get certification of eligibility. Sadikin Aksa added that if passes the homologation process, the Formula E track at Monas would be equivalent to Grade 3. For Sadikin, the existence of Formula E in the capital city could awaken the glory of Monas as a vehicle racing location that had been sleeping for 22 years. The infrastructure work for Formula E was ensured by the organizer, Jakarta Propertindo, which could be completed within 3 months. To present the environmentally friendly racing event, the provincial government of Jakarta poured funds of 1.16 billion rupiah to ensure the holding of the race on June 6, 2020 at Monas, which is the capital city's icon. A total of 12 teams and 24 racers have confirmed to join the event, using Medan Merdeka Selatan Road as the longest route. Meanwhile, JakPro or Jakarta Propertindo, along with the FIA Formula E Championship, officially announced the holding of this electric-powered kart race in the Medan Merdeka area, including the historic Monas area, after it had initially been popularized. In a video played at the media briefing, the car race starts from the front of the Jakarta Provincial City Hall on Jalan Medan Merdeka Selatan, Central Jakarta. The racers will enter the National Monument area through the crossing entrance of the Southwest Monas near the Arjuna Wiwaha Horse Statue. The road continues until the west pelataran of the Monas Monument, which will be prepared to turn around towards the Southern Court, then continue to the east and southeast of Monas. After passing through the eastern area of Monas, the racers will return through Medan Merdeka Selatan and pass the City Hall again. The finish is in front of the South Pelataran Monas, which is the location of the victory determination of the Formula E race. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Mr. ISN Murthy in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through frequency 3325 kHz on February 11, 2020 at 1800 hours until 1900 hours UTC with SINPO 34444. Hello Mr. Murthy, thank you for your reception report. Your email has been forwarded to German section, so please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Ku tak percaya bahwa cinta datang di pandangan pertama. Karena cinta butuh waktu yang kan biasakan suka berubah menjadi rasa yang tak tergambarkan. Kau lukis senyum di bibirku manis, menghapus semua derita dan tangis. Ku berjanjikan
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, featuring Indonesian tourism, especially tourist destinations. Today, I will take you in a tour to Kuningan, West Java, to visit and enjoy Curug Putri Waterfall, which is approximately 9 kilometers from Kuningan town. Kuningan is one of the districts in West Java. Although it only has an area of 1,200 kilometers, Kuningan district has many interesting tourist destinations, one of which is Curug Putri Waterfall, located in Cerme Mountain National Park, precisely in the village of Cisantana Cigugur in the same area with Palutungan Camping Ground. Curug in local dialects means waterfall, while Putri means princess. So, Curug Putri means princess waterfall. It is not too high, only about 12 meters. There are stone steps and hiking trails that make it easy for visitors to enjoy this fresh and cool waterfall. This Curug Putri waterfall is open from 7 a.m. in the morning until 5 p.m. with an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiahs, which is less than half US dollars. From the entrance of Palutungan Camping Ground, visitors still have to walk about 1 or 2 kilometers. The trees that shade the cobblestone streets have hypnotic, magical power. The air is fresh and clean, makes you not too tired to walk to this waterfall. Along the road, there are also public facilities such as toilet, musola, gazebo to rest, and also places for photo taking. There is a staircase that ends in a pool of water that can be used for bathing by visitors. Although the speed of the water discharge is quite swift, there is a large water reservoir that makes the area feel calm. Visitors can throw themselves into the clear water pool to swim. Like most waterfalls, the contours of the pond-forming land also consist of steps from the deepest part, which reaches the waist of an adult, to the shallow part where children are safe to play. Try to sit facing the Curug Putri waterfall and listen to the sound of birdsong, the wind and water splashing, then the peace of nature will infiltrate the heart. Curug Putri or Princess Waterfall is called so because if you look from a distance, this waterfall is shaped like, they said, a princess standing in a white dress. After the rain, at the tip of the tree usually stretches the rainbow. With the combination of natural charms of the mountains and clear waterfalls supported by the cool mountain air, many people are attracted to come to Curug Putri. Some areas here are flat land so they can be used as campsites. There is also a place for outbound here, so you can come to this attraction with your group or family. Lines of pine trees typical of the mountains that shelter the area make this place shady and also romantic. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow in the same segment with other interesting topic. This is the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Now we reply an email from our listener Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. He was listening to our broadcast in Mandarin program. Hello, Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Mandarin Desk, so please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you and other listeners around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening. Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
We
listener, today's miscellany is about Brawijaya University student develops car rental security application. Students of Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, developed a car rental security application called Car Rental Security Technology or CRASearch. With this application, those students achieved silver medal in Bangkok International Intellectual Property Invention, Innovation and Technology Exposition or IPTEX 2020 in Bangkok, Thailand on February 2 to 5, 2020. The CRASearch team consisted of Lailatul Fajriati Farah Hasiba and Fairuz Azizah Herlambang from Industrial Engineering major, then Wahono Ridoning Gusti, Riko Saputra Lin Hatama and Maulana Derifato Ahmad from IT vocation. The team was coached by Ihwan Hamdallah, lecturer in Industrial Engineering. CRASearch team head Lailatul Fajriati Hasiba in Malang said, CRASearch is integrating GPS and IoT-based ultrasonic sensor. It monitors location and condition of rental car. Also, this application can detect any collision during rental period and warn the user if the rental period has ended. If there is no response from the customer or the car is not returned in 24 hours after the period ended, the system will send car location data to rental owner and then automatically forward it to closest police office. CRASearch system will then stop electric current in car machine when it is parked, so car will not be able to be returned again. When the car is stopped, the police will be easier to find and secure the rental car that is allegedly stolen. Lailatul added, this application is still being developed. It is expected such security system integration will increase the trust of car leasing towards the rental owner, so as well as help monitoring rental cars. The team is still developing a website for multi-user, so it is not only one user of the car rental owner who can access the application, but consumers can also use the application to find closest rental car. And listener, that was miscellany.
Indahnya savana hangatkan singgah di Bukit Savana.
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 You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I present you a song by Bricia Jodi. Stay tuned. Bricia Jodi has been popular since she joined a talent show organized by one of the Indonesian private TV shows. After participating in the show, she began her solo career. Her songs, both solo and duet, received positive feedback from Indonesian music enthusiasts. In December 2019, Bricia Jodi released a song entitled Menunggu Jadi Pacarmu or Menjamu, or in English, the title means Waiting to Be Your Girlfriend. The song Menjamu tells about someone who cannot express her feeling to the person that she loves. Listener, here is Bricia Jodi with her song entitled Menunggu Jadi Pacarmu.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.